I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The first year of life is a time of amazing growth when most babies grow about 10 inches in length and they triple their birth weight. To talk about the typical growth spurts that occur during childhood is Dr. Deborah Ann Bowlby. She's an associate professor of pediatrics and director of the Division of Pediatric Endocrinology at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Bowlby, tell us about the typical growth spurts that happen in childhood.
Well, as you were just mentioning, infants grow quite a lot in the first year of life. And then actually after the first year, they have a more of a decrease in their growth rate until they hit puberty. That being said, the average child, though, should still be growing about 5 centimeters a year before they hit puberty.
And is puberty really the big growth spurt?
Yes. Puberty is the time when kids have the largest growth spurt in height. For girls, puberty generally starts sometime after the age of 8, and for boys, sometime after the age of 9.
And then how long does this growth spurt take place? From 8 or 9 to what age?
For girls and boys, puberty can last about 2 to 3 years. Some kids go through puberty really quickly. Others have more of a slower pace.
And what really causes that growth spurt during puberty? What's going on that accelerates the growing?
So for girls, estrogen is the main hormone for puberty. For boys, testosterone. In addition to seeing your child get taller, you also notice other things. Boys' voices may get deeper, there may be acne, development of breasts. All the other changes of puberty occur around the same time.
I know that you're a pediatric endocrinologist. What sorts of things are you looking for, or what sorts of fairly common disorders might you be called in to look at?
So if a child is not growing appropriately for their age, it is possible that there's an endocrine disorder, possibly thyroid or a growth hormone disorder. We also screen for any other chronic illnesses that may be having a negative impact on growth.
And are pediatricians typically the professionals that are picking up on some of the possible early warning signs of these endocrine disorders?
Absolutely. Pediatricians in the community are key at recognizing if a child is too short for their family or if they are just not having the expected growth spurt that they should be having.
Dr. Bowlby, when a patient is sent to you because of some concerns by the pediatrician, what are the sorts of tests that you typically do to make a diagnosis about what's going on?
A common test that we do is called a bone age X-ray, where we look at the left hand and wrist, and it tells us how fused the bones are and gives us a sense of how much more time there is for growth. In addition, we also do screening lab tests looking for possible chronic illnesses that maybe haven't been recognized and looking for endocrine disorders such as thyroid or growth issues.
Dr. Bowlby, thanks for providing information about growth spurts and also puberty.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.